can easily understand.
Just because it's late doesn't mean we're done yet.
And the server, get the pen!
And the quarterback, you kidding me, coach?
There's still plenty more hits to dish out.
Well, he really hit the shit out of that one, didn't he? Look at that, he hit the f***ing ball. That gets a free stay.
This is Late Hits. Late Hits on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Presented by Dr. Jennifer Joseph. Get Physical RX. And by Dr. Krista Reyes, Texas Sinus and Snoring Audiology. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Patrick Creighton.
Look in my eyes, what do you see?
The ESPN 97.5. This is the only live, local, and consistent evening sports radio show in the city of Houston. Patrick Creighton with you. 713-780-3776. 713-780-ESPN. Kill them all. Kill them all, Charles. All the mics. Kill them. There you go. Here I am. What do you say? Because my man Charles Carter on the other side of the glass coming in like in the ninth inning, last second pinch hitting, and I appreciate my man coming in on extremely short notice. He didn't even get a chance to go over everything with me before the show, but I really appreciate him coming in. Sometimes it takes a village, and my man coming in kind of last second really helping us out today, so really appreciate him getting with us tonight, and make sure you give him, my man, a follow. On the Twitter, it's important to give my man a follow on the Twitter, because for those of you who are not following Charles, well, here's what you're gonna do: you're gonna go to your Twitter account, you're gonna punch in @Charles3_onair, and then you're going to hit follow for my man Mr. Carter over here, and refer to him as Mr. Carter.
I appreciate that, Pat.
Anybody who looks like they could squash me like a bug, I'm going to call Mister. That's how we're going to handle this from now on. Of course, you get me at @PCreighton1, 713-780-3776, 713-780-ESPN, on the HRMP listener line, on the text line, on the Twitch stream, twitch.tv/ESPN975, ESPN975.com, ESPN975 app. Tell Google, tell Alexa, play ESPN975 and take us with you everywhere you go, because you know you'll want to. First of all, got to say, big ups to my man Jake Asman. Big ups to Jake Asman, because with all the, you know, Aaron Rodgers to Jets, like, you know, here's Trey Wingo saying it's a done deal. I thought for sure I would not be able to sit in this chair. I thought this chair would be so wet I would not be able to sit in it. And it's dry. And I don't know if that's a Depends thing or, you know, adult diapers thing, but I don't care. Because if Jake took that kind of precautionary measures, all the credit in the world to Jake. But the chair is dry, and I thank him very much for that. That's important. Now, it is official at the first day of teams just going nuts signing guys. And I know the Texans had a lot of cash to spend. And I've heard the griping. I've heard the whining, the bitching, the moaning. How come the Texans are making these smaller moves? How come they're not out there swinging for the fences, trying to bring in some big star, big name, highly overpriced player? Why aren't they doing that? Well, I want you guys to get out of your feels for a second, and I want you to put on your thinking caps. Last week, what did you think of the Texans roster? Were you of the mind that the Texans roster was a 3-5 win team? Because if you were of the mind a week ago that the Texans roster currently it was a 3-5 win team, why would you go splurge on one guy that's going to get you one extra win a year? That doesn't really make any sense. See, the truth of the matter, whether you choose to accept it or not, you can live in denial. It's not just a river. You can live in denial. The truth of the matter is the Texans rebuild begins today. This is not something that's been going on for 2 years. The last 2 years have not been rebuilding. The last 2 years have been cleaning up the frickin' mess from Bill O'Brien and Jack Easterby. It was a 2 year cleanup. And be thankful this is the NFL, because if this was the NBA or this was Major League Baseball with guaranteed contracts, it would have been a 4 year cleanup. But this is a 2 year cleanup from not having first and second round picks in back to back seasons, from trading away two of your best players for rotten, half eaten ham sandwiches, to just making stupid moves, overpaying mediocre players with large guaranteed funds. And then, of course, you know, Deshaun Pervo, who quit on the team and then was exposed for being a pervo, had to get rid of that deal and all that dead money, too. This is the first time the Texans are going to have a full complement of picks and cap space without like a ton of dead cap money. The first time in the three drafts that Nick Caserio will have overseen for the Houston Texans. We need to keep the perspective and not just fly off the handle with, why don't I have an All-Pro? Because they need talent, like, freaking everywhere. That's why. No one player is saving this team. Hey, unless you're telling me that one player is Lamar Jackson, no one player is saving this team. And even then, he's got to throw to somebody. And one of those somebodies on this roster isn't going to be here in August. At least one of those somebodies isn't going to be here in August. They're going to have a brand new, very young quarterback in the name of Bryce Young with the number 2 overall pick. You're building on his timeline. Going out and getting a 30-year-old player for 21-year-old Bryce Young, it's not really congruent, is it? Because 2 years from now, when Bryce Young is in at like at his, you know, figure, okay, he's fully acclimated, now we have peak Bryce Young. Well, that's a 32-year-old player who's more than likely declining. Oh, but you paid big money for him. Paying big money is not always the answer to everything. If you want to think throwing money solves everything, I give you California. They throw money at frickin' everything. That's why their economy is a disaster. All right, we're going to get to the phones because Jason in Conroe wants to get on Late Hits. What's up, Jason? Jason going once. Hold on, Jason.
You hear me?
Now we got you.
All right, hey, I got a question for you. So, we got us a new general manager in Chicago, and we suck. But he made a couple moves I didn't appreciate, like getting rid of people. But after the last few moves with the Panthers and a couple of free agent signings, I just want to see what you think if he's like if he's legit.
Look, you got an absolute hole and a half for the number 1 overall pick. You only move down to 9. You got a ton of assets. I mean, basically, Carolina got told, bend over and cover your ankles, and they said, yes, sir. So that is a, look, it's a terrific deal for the Bears. Now, look, they've got to capitalize on those picks. They've got to draft the right guys. But they made the right deal. So, And this kind of goes back to the Texans too, Jason, and I appreciate the call because we're about to hit a break. The one tried and true method for building a team and keeping that team at a high level for a sustained period of time is through the draft. It is the one and only tried, tested, true version. How to build and sustain a winning football team. Nobody has ever built a sustained program or free agency. The Bears, like the Texans, need help in a gazillion places. And the way to do that is to maximize all the young talent that you can bring into your organization. That's more picks. The Bears accomplished that. Now, fortunately for the Bears, they already have their young quarterback in Justin Fields. And I understand Fields is not a traditional NFL-style quarterback, and they're going to have to play a different brand of offense. Or they better hope he makes the Josh Allen jump. Now, it took Stephon Diggs for Josh Allen to make the Josh Allen jump. We'll see if that now works for Justin Fields. Go get him a big receiver and see if he blossoms. But Fields is a tremendous athlete. He is a threat to run every time he takes the ball. And if he can develop into a decent, just a decent pocket passer, he doesn't have to be 70% Drew Brees, right? If he could be 63, 64% with his threat to run all the time, their offense will be dangerous. Oh, also, they have to invest in the offensive line because the five Yugos that were in front of Justin Fields, they can't be there next year. But just like the Texans dealt Deshaun Watson and got a treasure trove of draft picks, the Bears traded the number one overall pick for a treasure trove of draft picks. That is how you rebuild an organization. You know, teams that have been the best at sustaining success, the New England Patriots, they don't live in free agency. The Pittsburgh Steelers, they don't live in free agency. Even the San Francisco 49ers, since Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch have taken over, they haven't lived in free agency. They've drafted their best players. You know, the key person that they traded for was Jimmy Garoppolo. The guy that everybody here was like, please, no, not Jimmy Garoppolo. Jimmy Garoppolo's gone to a Super Bowl. Jimmy Garoppolo's gone to NFC title games. And people in Houston are like, no, that guy's not good enough for us. You know, the same people who are screaming about, oh, they didn't go out and sign a, you know, an all-pro or somebody after coming off of a three-win season. So let's kind of get on a track here where all the train cars are going in the same direction. It can't be the roster sucks and we didn't sign a superstar and, you know, don't be bringing some quarterback that's gone to a Super Bowl over here. None of the, like, all those things just smash into each other. Got to get on one lane and stay there. And look, that one lane is through the draft. It's going to be drafting Bryce Young, number two overall. Right? The Panthers trading up for number one. They are long rumored to be hot and bothered for C.J. Stroud, which I'm a little upset about because I was hoping C.J. Stroud would wind up being for the Texans at number two, because if Indianapolis had traded up to number one, well, they would have taken Bryce Young. And then C.J. Stroud would have come to the Texans at two, and I'd have been a very happy person. Instead, C.J. Stroud's probably going to go number one, and Bryce Young's going to go number two. I'm still going to be a happy person. Because as I've been saying for months, both of those guys worthy of being the number one overall pick. It didn't matter which one you got. One of those two guys was going to be a great pick for you. So for everybody who said, oh, it's got to be Bryce Young, it's got to be Bryce Young, it's got to be Bryce Young, Christmas come early for you. Because that's who it's going to be. That is 100% who it is going to be. Just write it down now. Panthers traded up. They're on C.J. Stroud. That means Bryce Young, welcome to H-Town. Like, literally. Like I said, this is the beginning of the rebuild for the Houston Texans. This is not year three. This is day one. So understand that when we start looking into what the Texans have done, what they are going to do, why they are going to do it. We'll get into it next.
This is Late Hits on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Presented by Dr. Jennifer Joseph, Get Physical RX, and by Dr. Krista Reyes, Texas Sinus and Snoring Audiology. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Patrick Creighton.
All right, Charles, I got to ask you. Because this doesn't sound like the Metallica version of I Disappear. Is this a live version or a demo version or what is this?
I'll be honest, it might be. I actually spotted this in the cuts. I was like, I don't like the way it don't sound too bad. But then, like, I feel like you would probably identify because AC said the same thing.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like the normal Metallica version of that song, which was the theme song for a Mission Impossible movie. I don't remember which one, but it was for one of them.
How many of those did you watch?
Three? I know there's more, but I haven't seen.
No, I'm right there with you.
I'm a little behind on, especially like anything that, like, once pandemic hit,
yeah.
I found that if the movie didn't come out on Amazon or on Disney or on like whatever streaming service, I didn't watch it. So I know I missed a lot of stuff. Like I was talking with Maury Brown, who covers the business side of baseball for Forbes, friend of mine. He's out in Portland. And we were talking last night, and apparently Brendan Fraser, you know, of The Mummy, the original Mummy, won an award last night for a movie called The Whale. And in the movie, he's like this 700-pound guy. He's a big, giant, fat, giant dude.
Oh, it's a play on words with whale.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'd never heard of the movie. I asked him, I said, is this real or is this a fat joke? He says, no, it's real. And, you know, the whole thing about he's a like an English professor who teaches his classes online and doesn't show himself because of how big he is. And, like, he needs a wheelchair to move around because he's so big he can't, like, walk around.
What style of was this, like, what genre was this? It's like a...
I don't know. It was something about him trying to, like, reconnect with his estranged daughter is the premise of the movie. I never heard of it. That's why he said when he won, I'm like, all right, is this a fat joke? I mean, is that a real movie? Like, no, it's a real movie. So there are movies winning awards that I've never even heard of. So, admittedly, my awareness of movies coming in and out of the theaters is not what it used to be. I used to know every single, I saw every single movie. Now, I think part of it is my son is away at school, so the person I would normally go see a movie with, not here. Not really big on going to the movies by myself. I did that for a long time. Now I'm just like, I'll stay home. I'd rather stay home, you know, with the mother of children. And the female child.
Yeah, get it.
Then go out by myself because they don't want to see any of the movies that I want to see. They just no interest.
They
want to see rom-coms. My daughter wants to see animated movies. I'll go see an animated movie. I have no problem with that. You know, my wife wants to see rom-coms. And I'm just I'll go when she says, I really want to see this. The last movie that we all saw together was Top Gun Maverick.
Was it the hype?
It was good.
It was good. Okay, good.
I mean, you're not going to leave the theater feeling disappointed. It was a good movie.
Okay.
You know, I'm not big on it has to be this, like, piece of historical art to be a phenomenal cinematic treasure. No. Entertain me. That's what I want. Okay? I was entertained by You Don't Mess with the Zohan, okay? So just entertain me. I don't care. It doesn't have to be brilliance. It just has to be entertaining. Be funny. Blow some stuff up, have some good chases, have some good special effects, do some wacky stuff that shouldn't exist because God knows that they're going to make like a 19th Fast and Furious movie and I'm going to watch it. Okay, just entertain me and do crazy stuff.
Did you know Fast 10 is out?
Because
I did not. I actually found out recently, a couple days ago.
I was not aware that it was out yet. But again, my son just got home for spring break on Friday, so... I haven't gotten to. I want to go see Cocaine Bear. Believe it or not.
Okay, same. I get judged when I say that, you know. So, but yeah, I'm right there with you.
No, I want because it looks like it's going to be really stupid and funny. Like, I don't have to, I don't want to go to the movies and have to think for every movie. Sometimes just entertain me with a giant pissed off bear that eats everyone. Okay, I'm good with that. I think that'll be hilarious. Bear on like 7 keys of coke goes bat bleep and just starts eating everyone. I'm good.
Masterpiece.
And you know what? I will sit there and laugh through every single death. Because I think it'd be hilarious. I told my son, we will think it is hysterical. You know, same thing like when I was a kid, I used to watch all the slasher movies because it entertained me to watch people get slashed up. You know, when people are like, oh, and I'm like, yes, cut them. You know, so, you know, maybe my predilection towards violence is a little on the grotesque side.
Thought you got a little graphic there.
It's all right. Nothing wrong with that. Show me the blood. I want to see the jagged slice of the neck. Don't give me a clean cut. Give me a jagged cut up and down the neck. Make it painful. You know? But, yeah, just entertain me. So, tomorrow I'm actually going to be in for Jeremy on the Killer Bees tomorrow. So, Joe had texted me. And we're going to be at Highland Pines Golf tomorrow. So, I'll be out with Joel tomorrow afternoon, and then tomorrow night when I get home, after we have dinner, we're going to go watch Cocaine Bear. And we're going to laugh our asses off. I don't know if the mother of children's going to come, but if she doesn't, I can tell you what she will do. She'll have a White Claw or two, and she'll sit in the bath, and she'll pamper herself while my son and I go cheer on a bear. You know the crazy... The crazy Roman mob.
Yeah.
In olden times, they always rooted for the lions over the Christians. Even though I'm a Christian, chances are, in that era, I'd have rooted for the lion.
I understand. Cocaine Bear kind of takes me back to that old, I don't know if you remember that Kangaroo Jack movie?
I can't remember.
No. When did that come out? Like 06, maybe?
I'm not even know that. I don't even know if I'm familiar with this movie.
It's with, see, and here I go, can't even name the actors' names, but it might be, if the listeners are listening, Google that, and you can call in and let us know who the actors were.
Okay, Kangaroo Jack, 2003.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's a Jerry Bruckheimer film.
Yeah, so, like, they get this kangaroo really high, and then they just kidnap the kangaroo, and he's, like, going with him all over the world.
So, Anthony Anderson is in this movie. Christopher Walken is in this movie. This looks like a stupid, funny movie of, here, don't think, just laugh.
Yeah, definitely.
They've got a picture of the kangaroo wearing a Brooklyn hoodie. You know what? I'll go pull this up on Amazon and watch it one night just for S&Gs because why the hell not?
It's a cool pastime. If I remember correctly, now, don't, you know, hey.
I mean, look, if it's got Christopher Walken in it, there's at least 3 minutes of the movie that are going to be awesome.
Yeah.
You know, and you'll get to see Anthony Anderson before he was on Law & Order or, you know, whatever game show he does or, I don't know, he does a whole bunch of things now.
A lot of people go to game shows after, like, the first career is over, you know.
Steve Harvey on Family Feud is still the weirdest and funniest thing to me.
I love it.
Because, look, as somebody who grew up with Richard Dawson, Family Feud was, like, one of my grandmother's favorite shows. Watched Family Feud all the time. And... if you remember an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie called The Running Man, Richard Dawson is essentially a game show host. And the game is they take somebody who's been convicted of a crime, and if they can get through this maze while being chased by, like, a hero who's got some kind of, like, weaponry, right? If you can escape the maze, you win your freedom. But then it turns out that everybody who actually wins, well, they get killed anyway. But Richard Dawson is the host of the game show. And eventually, you know what happens. There's a cheesy Arnold pun line in there somewhere before he ultimately meets his doom. But to see Steve Harvey as the host of Family Feud is kind of weird. But they get some raunchy stuff on Family Feud. Just they go absolutely raunchy.
Yeah, with all those crazy responses.
And some of them are just, they come from older people. So it's like triple hysterical because A, it's funny to hear the old person say it. And then B, it's funny to watch the facial expressions of their like 20 something year old kids who are also there like, oh my God, mom, what did you say? So I don't watch it routinely, but if there's like a clip that pops up on Facebook, I'll click it just to see what shenanigans were up there next, because I'm a fan of shenanigans. I like shenanigans. Now, people who are griping and whining about the Houston Texans and, oh, they're not trying to win because they didn't drop like $100 million on somebody today. Yeah, listen, I'm not going to say you can't fix stupid, but y'all already know. We'll get into it next, though.
You are listening to Late Hits on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Presented by Dr. Jennifer Joseph, Get Physical RX, and by Dr. Krista Reyes, Texas Sinus and Snoring Audiology. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Patrick Creighton.
All right, shout out to my man, resident Titan fan, and specifically to his father, who had successful quadruple bypass surgery on Friday, and he gets to come home tomorrow because he's doing really well. Apparently, he also showed every single nurse in the hospital his backside. That is like a boss. Go in there, have surgery, and show your butt to every nurse. Those are boss tendencies because you get to get away with it because you're a patient. You know, those hospital gowns don't cover the back. So you get to do a little, hey, look at my butt. Charles, how would you feel about walking around the hospital with your butt hanging out?
My butt hanging out?
If it's only nurses.
If it's only nurses. I don't like the feeling of a draft, per se. But, you know.
Ooh, it's cold in here.
It's cold. You know, I'm not. But
Charles, not a fan of shrinkage.
Not at all. Can't do it. But if it's nurses, is it the ones I like or the ones I'm just like, you know, they're good at their job?
Well, I mean, I guess a combination of all, because even the ones who are just good at their job, you know, they'll talk and say, oh my gosh, did you see that guy's butt?
Okay.
So maybe it gets around to a cute nurse that you like.
That's great thinking. That's actually some, you know, that's some OG thinking, you know what I
mean? Got a network,
been around
baby.
The block a little bit, you know, so yeah, I'm good with it then. I'm good with it.
got a network. Well, important things here. Yeah, it's like, all right, who's going to gossip the most? Oh, women sitting around at work. All right.
That's great. That's great thinking.
That'll be okay. So congratulations to him. Glad he's doing well, and certainly hopes, prayers for a full recovery for him. Now, the Texans' road to recovery from the damage done by Bill O'Brien, by Jack Easterby, well, it was never going to be easy. Like I said, this was a two-year cleanup. The actual rebuild, well, that began today. And it will, you know, be underway in earnest come the end of April as the NFL draft gets live. And Texans will have 5 picks on the first 2 days. Oh, I believe they have 11 picks overall. And potentially more. Why? Look, Brandon Cooks is not going to be a member of the Houston Texans come August. It's not going to be. He has burned every single bridge. I mean, hell, the day they announced they were signing D'Amico, he was making dumbass tweets about how he needs to get out of here. All right, bro. Of course, if you had played better last year, it would have been easier to trade you. But, you know, you didn't think of that. You liked getting paid by Bill O'Brien, but, oh, you mean I actually got to earn this money? Yeah, if you want to get traded, you want somebody to want you, you've actually got to earn your money. So, you know, put that in the bow when you're trying to sling it. And also, as we learned from Lance Zierlein last year, Brandon Cooks was the rat. Brandon Cooks was the rat. He didn't like having to work at practice. So he went to Jack Easterby trying to rat out Lovie Smith for working the receivers too hard. And then Jack came down to Lovie and said, well, hey, you know, Lovie, you know, the word on the street here is, you know, you've been working them receivers a little bit too hard. Maybe I'll try to back it off on them, you know. Maybe just back off on them just a little bit. Maybe you can do a little prayer service. Maybe you can do a little Bible study. But, you know, just got to back off on the work a little bit. And Lovie said, ah! Got his ass run right out the door. That alone should get Lovey full beard only, full Santa beard, a statue outside of NRG Stadium. JJ, Andre, Lovey's beard. You know, best receiver, best defensive player, man who saved us from Jack Easterby. 1, 2, and 3. I mean, on the Mount Rushmore of Texans, they got to be 1, 2, and 3. All for those reasons. But Brandon Cooks was the rat. And he quit on his team. Remember, he just thought, oh, I didn't get traded? Pff, screw you guys, I'm going home. He quit on his team. A guy who had a C on his jersey quit on his team. Gee, it's little reason why nobody wants this guy for $18 million a year. But he will not be here. You know what? First team to offer up a third, sold. I'd tell you first team to open up a fourth, sold. Whatever, because look, trading Brandon Cooks is going to put $10 million in dead cap on the team. He's got $18 million guaranteed salary. Say salary cap hit number for this year is $28 million. You'll pick up $18 million by getting his ass out of here as long as you're not picking up some of the money. I would just as soon take a fifth if I don't have to take any of that money. Anybody who will take Brandon Cooks and his full $18 million, you could offer me a five, sold. Now, a lot of people seem to think that the market for Brandon Cooks will be a third. I've even some people say two-thirds. I think two-thirds is probably too rich. But if I can get a third for Brandon Cooks, sold. Sold so fast. You know what? Before you sober up, sold. And then there's the reports we saw today about is Laramie Tunsil potentially on the block? Laramie Tunsil should fetch you at least a first. Maybe a first and a third. But at least a first. I would have sold Laramie Tunsil last year. Terrific tackle. Great pass, but only allowed one sack all year. Also, not all that great as a run blocker. Also, a guy that in the past they've basically had to coax to go to practice. A guy who, you know, in 2021 decided, eh, you know what? I just don't really feel like playing this year. Just write my check. I'll be at home. So I'm not debating. Laramie Tunsil is a very good player. He is a top six tackle. Top six left tackle. I'd still trade him. And I'd use that first round pick to go get his replacement. Laramie Tunsil wants to reset the market for left tackles. Dude wants to push $30 million a year. Somebody else can do that. There is no way in hell I'm paying Laramie Tunsil the highest money for any left tackle when the dude's already told me I don't feel like playing this year once. When I've already had to coax him to practice for multiple years. And you consider, you know, what some of these guys are getting paid. And he wants to reset the market. That means he's going to want a $100 million plus contract going into his age 30 season. And look, left tackles, a lot of these guys play until their late 30s. You're real good, you can play to your late 30s. You know, Trent Williams is 35, and he's playing on a $138 million contract. So, I get it. But I also think that I can find another left tackle, whether you move Titus Howard to left tackle or and just go get another right tackle, whether you draft a left tackle, whatever it is. You go draft this replacement and decide who you're going to play where. This team is going to run a different offense than what it has, because you're talking about having, you know, Bryce Young as quarterback, and you're not going to run the same type of offense. He's a smaller quarterback. You've got to get him on the move. You've got to create throwing lanes. The same as Drew Brees would often, a couple of steps to one side, a couple of steps to the other side. You know, you create the throwing lane. That's how you have to operate with a smaller quarterback. They can't see over everybody. You've got to create passing lanes. It's certainly not, it's not like it's you can't do it because, well, Drew Brees did it for his whole damn career. Last I checked, he was pretty good. When DeAndre Hopkins is on the field, Kyler Murray has no problem doing it. When DeAndre Hopkins is not on the field, Kyler Murray, Speaking of, let me throw one at you here. Would you trade your first pick in the third round, so like 65th overall? You trade that for D-Hop? Because, you know, D-Hop makes a lot of money.
Yeah.
But.
Hold on. He's going to have like a K. He's going to have a big cap hit for, what, 2 years left on his deal?
Yeah, but he's also said that he's not going to go right to the, hey, I need a new deal right away. That he's going to work with that team and be flexible with his contract, because he understands what the situation is. He's coming off a season where he was suspended for the early part of the season, even though maybe he didn't really deserve to be suspended as long as he was. But he's got a $19.5 million salary for next year, which, let's see, how much of this is guaranteed?
Am I?
It might not, you know.
And what team am I? Because if...
So here's the thing. He had a full no trade, but it was voided because of the PED suspension. He had $43 million guaranteed at signing. So that was the signing bonus, 2020 salary, 2021 salary, 2021 option bonus. And then his 2022 salary was fully guaranteed, but it was voided because of the suspension. He still got paid his, like, prorated. So he's got a $19.5 million salary, but it's not, quote, guaranteed. And the following year, it's almost 15. And this would be his age 31 season. Now, if I compare that with, say, Brandon Cooks, and if we're going to be fair, Brandon Cooks not as good as DeAndre Hopkins.
Absolutely.
Brandon Cooks makes $18 million this year, fully guaranteed. And then next year, he has a $13 million salary. So it's a total of $31 million next 2 years for Cooks, and a total of, let's say, $34 million for DeAndre Hopkins. I said Hopkins is going to be, this will be his age 31 season. It's age 30 season for Brandon Cooks. So about the same age, within $3 million of each other total salary the last 2 years. If I could sell Brandon Cooks for a late third and buy DeAndre Hopkins for an early third, where do I sign?
Exactly. I'm doing it. I'm absolutely doing it.
Where do I sign? You know, and then you've got DeAndre Hopkins, absolute freaking stud, who still has the catch radius of a semi. You've got Nico Collins, who has shown you some good athleticism, although lack of durability. John Metchie is going to return. You got Robert Woods, who can play inside and outside. And I know Robert Woods did not have a good season last year. Let's not put that on Robert Woods. Let's consider how many games Malik Willis was the quarterback in Tennessee last year. Because Malik Willis couldn't throw the ball from me to Charles on target. That's about 10 feet.
And I had such high hopes.
His accuracy is startlingly poor. And it just, it gives you an example. There's a big difference between playing at Liberty and playing at Alabama, let alone playing in the NFL. And, you know, Malik Willis, oh, but he's a stud athlete. Zach Wilson, oh, but he's a stud athlete. Trey Lance, oh, but he's a stud athlete. If you can't throw from the pocket, you can't play. Keep that in mind when you look at the Underwear Olympics, also known as the NFL Draft Combine, and say, wow, Anthony Richardson, stud athlete. It's not American Ninja Warrior. It's the NFL. His job is to drop back and fire the football. He's not good at that. All that other stuff that he does, those highlight plays, and holy cow, how did he escape? That's great. That's about 12% of what he's going to do. His overwhelming job is drop back, throw the football. He's not good at that. Neither is Trey Lance. Neither is Zach Wilson. Neither is Malik Willis. They're not good at that. Honestly, so far, neither is Justin Fields. And he might be the best of the bunch. Star athlete does not mean star quarterback. Because Peyton Manning, not an athlete. Tom Brady, not an athlete. Eli Manning, not even close to an athlete. And don't tell me about deceptively fast. You don't have to be a stud athlete to be a great NFL quarterback. You have to be accurate in the pocket. We'll get more on the Texans next.
This is Late Hits on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Presented by Dr. Jennifer Joseph, Get Physical RX, and by Dr. Krista Reyes, Texas Sinus and Snoring Audiology. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Patrick Creighton.
Hey, it's that time again, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 925, 5th Annual Bracket Madness. Presented by Bud Light, supported by Rudy's Barbecue. We're giving away tons of prizes, all worth over 50 bucks each. And by the way, if I can quote a very good friend of mine, it's free, free, free! Prizes include gift cards to Frankie's Italian Kitchen, Valencia's Tex-Mex Garage, Chewy's, The Burger Joint, concert tickets, and more. Head to ESPN975.com. Register now. Join us as we broadcast live on game days. Bracket Madness presented by Bud Light, America's favorite light lager. Unless, of course, you're John Granato, then it's your second favorite light lager. All right, Troy, you're on Late Hits. What's going on, Troy?
Hey, what's going on? Love your show, man. Hey, I'm taking anything I can get for Laramie Tunsil. He had to play. He played good this year because he had to get his money. The minute he gets it, he's going to get a hangnail, and he's not going to be able to play, and he's going to sit on the bench. Get rid of him, whatever it takes. He's not a team player. He doesn't care about nobody but himself. Get rid of the bum. I'll hang up and listen.
Well, Troy, I appreciate the call. I'm not going to call him a bum. The guy's a really good player. But he is all about himself. He's not a team guy. Those things are true. And like I said, you should be able to get a first, minimum a first for Laramie Tunsil. You're not going to get two firsts like you gave up. But you'll get a first-round pick for Laramie Tunsil. He's a stud left tackle. Maybe you get a 1-3, 1-4. If I couldn't get a 1-3, I'd still push for a 1-4. Why not? But, I'd be asking for a 1-3. But I think they at least get a first. I'd be good with that. And yeah, you know what? Like I said, Bryce Young's going to be, 22 years old when he starts for the Texans at the end of August, early September. Laramie Tunsil's 30. This team is still 2 years away from being legitimately good. Now, they might win 6-7 games this year. It's possible. But they're not, quote, good. You know, they'll be mediocre. They'll be a little better than mediocre next year, but, by the time we get to Bryce's third year, you're hoping they'll be good. Well, Laramie Tunsil will be 32 and looking for another obscene contract. If dude wants $30 million a year, okay. Kansas City, you want to pay him? Give me a first and a third. He's all yours. You can have him. I'll go find another tackle. Going to have a quarterback that I know can escape the rush, that I know is mobile in the pocket. I'm going to have a totally different style offense. I am not going to have, you know, dead foot Davis Mills sitting back there going, well, you know, maybe I should survey the floor because I took too long to make a decision. Not going to have that. Worst case scenario, they're going to roll Bryce Young out, give him, look, half the field. Read one, read two, run. The Colin Kaepernick offense. Roll out, read one, read two, take off. I mean, it did get them to three NFC title games and a Super Bowl. So, it's not exactly the worst offense in the world. I don't have to have Laramie Tunsil at left tackle. I can go draft his replacement with the first round pick that I get for him. And not pay him $30 million. I'll pay him like $30 million over 5 years. That works for me. I got no problem with that. Like I said, I would have traded him last year. But you got to get that draft capital this year. Do not trade him for a first for next year. Right? You trade him now, and they go win another Super Bowl. No. You're getting the pick now while you know who it's going to be. You know what it is. There's no reason to wait. The longer you wait, the less valuable the pick is. You get the pick now. Go get your 1 year three now. That brings us to the end of hour one. Hour one already in the books. We'll get to the moves Texas made. We'll get into the Astros spring training. We'll get to all this stuff coming up next. Late Hits.